Hello, and welcome to this double profile episode of the History of Yugoslav Football podcast. It's a double episode, as with the two people we're about to cover today, while they are incredibly important, there is also a distinct lack of primary and secondary sources to be able to put together an expansive biography on. This is something, a particular challenge, that is decreasing as time goes by because of the availability of players to the media now, but unfortunately with some, we will be combining a couple as we go. On this occasion, it's two men who are arguably the first true legends of their clubs. Both men who lend their name to the stadiums in which the clubs now play in. The second of those will be arguably FK Sarajevo's greatest legend, Asim Hase Fahatovic. The first of those will be the man who is the first of the Zvezdina Zvezda, those awarded the highest honour of Zvezdina Zvezda, Rajko Mitic. The stadium in Belgrade that many still think of as the Maracanã is, of course, under a different name now. Whereas in England they probably end up calling it the Bet365 Ray Winston's Head Arena, in Serbia they make sure to call stadium names that matter. And the Maracanã is now known as the Rajko Mitic Arena, after Zvezdina Zvezda's first superstar, and one just far enough in the past for him now, to many, simply be a man who lent his name to a stadium, rather than as his achievements, somewhat akin to Giuseppe Meazza. Rajko Mitic joined BSK at 16 and remained there through the war. On his debut in 1940, he marked it by scoring 5 times, and from there his star didn't wane. While he took a brief career break due to the war, where he ended up in the engineers for the last few months, before becoming part of Zvezdina Zvezda on its foundation in 1945. From there, he was a one-club man, and gained a reputation for taking a stand against perceived unfairness. More than anything, more even than being a good player and a national team mainstay, his reputation would carry through the years on the back of the perception of his integrity and leadership skills. Perhaps the most famous incident of his career came at the very end of it, in Split in 1957. A stone was thrown from the Hajduk crowd in Split and hit Bora Kostic in the head. Mitic, as captain and on the pitch leader, promptly pulled the entire team from the pitch. The result was that the entire Zvezdina Zvezda side, saved for the concussed Kostic and keeper Vladimir Biara, who couldn't play in Split, were banned from football for a month. But Mitic had taken the stand for which he is most remembered, and enough to give him a reputation for fairness that very few would ever receive. It was hardly the only example. On one occasion, against Odred, the team that became Olimpia Ljubljana, he caught Brani Stankovic getting hit in the stomach, knew that he would fly off the handle and get his own back, and ordered Stankovic from the field to save him from himself. More than anything, it is that Mitic was Zvezda's first captain that brought this on. He not only had a well-defined sense of right and wrong, he placed himself in the role of being the man against whom everyone else should be measured. Mitic did not just set the tone on the field but off it as well, throwing himself into refining his technique to the point where new recruits were simply brought in and told to stand and watch what Mitic did, because it was always correct. As should then be no surprise, Mitic was rather good. While few would ever argue that he was the best of his era, or close to it, his sheer qualities as a level-headed leader were what were needed domestically and for the national team. For Zvezda, he won plenty of silverware, perhaps most sweetly winning the 1958 Cup Final in his last ever game against at Sfinisvesta, and his personal record of 262 goals in 572 games was nothing to be sniffed at. At international level, it's easy to note his influence by the one game he was notably absent for, the first 20 minutes of the game against Brazil at the 1950 World Cup. Injured by the South American Maracanã, his late entry into the game saw Brazil in the lead already and the game gone. Mitic himself was oblivious that Brazil had taken the lead until his teammates had to inform him of the news at half-time. 32 game goals in 59 caps was impressive, and playing alongside Bobek and Vukash was an easy way to make your life as an attacker. He stated his favourite goal ever was the only goal against England in 1954. On retirement, he joined the coaching staff of Sviesta, and between 1967 and 1970 became manager of the national side, leading the national team to be runners-up at Euro 1968, adding it to his pair of silver medals as a player at the Olympics. Come the end of that venture, he remained active behind the scenes at Sviesta. There have been better players in that famous trip, but it is hard to argue there was ever a better representative of the club as a player, as a coach, or as an ambassador than the first of the Sviestini Sviesta, Rajko Mitic. Going north now to Sarajevo, and to the man who lent his name to their stadium since 2004, Asim Fahatovic. Save for a half-season spell at Fenerbahce, Fahatovic was the face of not just the club, but of the city. He was Sarajevo born and bred, and was part of FK Sarajevo from the start of their rise to finishing his career in the 1966-67 season, the year in which the club won the title for the first time. Fahatovic didn't just represent the club as their most effective striker, scoring 198 in 422 across his 16 years at the club and winning the top goalscorer title of the league in 63-64. He was also the narrative thread, tying the club together from their first steps in the top flight to the greatest achievement in the club's history. He received little acclaim elsewhere. Only one cap ever came from the national team, in spite of his consistency over an entire decade and a half, and his time at Fenerbahce was short and ill-fated. Injury would curtail his career, having been seriously injured in a game against Rijeka in that title-winning season, forcing him to retire a few minutes after Hase had helped set up the opening goal of what would be a 4-0 win for FK Sarajevo. His name even became part of Bosnia's struggles against the authorities in the 1980s through the popular band Zabranjeno Pušenje. Their second album contains a song, Nedelja kada je otišao Hase, the Sunday when Hase left. The song, ostensibly related to Fahatovic departing FK Sarajevo, was actually using the footballer's name as an allegory for the death of Tito, written in response to a joke the band had made about Tito's death at a concert, which had seen them banned from playing live for a short time and investigated by intelligence services. Such limelight was against much of Hase's image and his humble nature. Where many of the players went abroad for money and were never seen again, Fahatovic went to Fenerbahce for that reason and came back soon after as he was uncomfortable with being paid for simply following instructions. It played into his homesickness and he was back in Sarajevo after only half a season. In one derby against Elyasnikar, he would break the goal, literally cracking the bar with a shot to add to his legend with the Sarajevo fans, before snapping it in two when celebrating a goal by hanging from the bar. Potentially, it was his personality, modest, charming, charitable, and loved by both fans and opponents alike, that had prevented his ascension to the national team. He may have been just too popular to allow to become a truly national figure. And unlike Shecky, he didn't have the streak of bon vivant to be able to make it happen himself. When his name was used as shorthand for Tito in a regional protest, you can perhaps see and understand why. Hasse would die the day after his 54th birthday in 1987 from a heart attack, having left an indelible impact on Sarajevo. Born in the city and living his entire life in the city, showing his love for it on the only time he went away, and having made time for local residents throughout his life. He was both a footballing and a community icon, and FK Sarajevo's most deserving legend. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.